It may seem unusual to speak on the feast of Our Lady's Immaculate Conception about Mary, the first catechist. What can that possibly mean? Yet that is the title the present Holy Father has given Our Lady. She is the first catechist. We know what a catechist is. A catechist is one who, having the faith, shares that faith with others. Mary, although the Mother of God, unlike her divine Son, who did not have, because he did not need, the virtue of faith, she, Mary, had to believe. But a catechist is not only one who believes. A catechist is one who shares the faith, indeed proclaims the faith. If there was ever a human being who believed and who shared that faith, it was surely Our Lady. She believed, but she wanted to share what she believed with others. In order to share that faith, Mary had to know what she believed. She did. No one better than she understood what it means to believe. Needless to say, she learned that from her divine Son. And the fathers of their church tell us that she began learning the moment she conceived him. In order to be a good catechist, and Mary is not only the first catechist, either chronologically or theologically, she is also the first catechist pedagogically. She is our best model of what a catechist should be. A catechist should be deeply intimate with Jesus Christ. Could anyone be more intimate with Christ than his mother? But a catechist, and a good one, is not only one who knows Christ and is intimate with Christ, but we are as good catechists, hear it. I asked Daniel, if we're being recorded. He said yes. We are as good catechists as we are sinless. There is nothing, come on, nothing, that is a graver obstacle either to understanding the faith or to being able to communicate it than sin. And today's feast of Our Lady is perfect. Absolutely sinless from the first moment of her conception, which put positively means to be sinless is to be full of grace. That's why I took the liberty of changing the text in the Jerusalem Bible otherwise a good Bible. Well, there are some mistakes, like highly favored daughter, full of grace. That's what Immaculate Conception means, being full of grace from the moment she was conceived. How much we have to learn. I've been telling you, I don't even know how long we've been having these meetings, but from the beginning, you'll be as good catechists as you are close to Christ, which means possessing grace, which means being without sin. That's what sin is, deprivation of grace. We go on. Notice the thesis for this homily. The thesis is, Mary is the first and greatest and chief catechist. Mary is all of that because she loved the church. We know, I'm sure by now, theologically, when the church came into existence, it came into existence the moment Christ died on Calvary. And the church now tells us, we even have the invocation in the Litany of Our Lady, Mary, Mother of the Church. She began to be Mother of the Church the moment she conceived the one who founded the church and who was the head of the church. Well, she was declared by her own son to be Mother of the Church. So Pope Paul VI declared when he told her, "Behold your son," and told John, "Behold your mother." And there is one thing that I've got to watch my vocabulary now. A real mother loves is a child whose mother she is. Mary loved and loves the church. And we know from our history of the church, already in the first century, and we may safely say before Our Lady was assumed into heaven some 15 years after her son's ascension, not all the members of the church were then, as they surely are not now, walking saints. Mary loved the church, even though she knew then, and with the insight that her son gave her, by anticipation, not everyone of the church would be holy. And the real test of loving the church today is loving the church, even though in so many of her members, and what a safe statement, the church is notoriously, and our media are helping to make sure we know that members of the church are unholy. I have one more quality of Our Lady as the first catechist. Mary loved the Divine Son, loved the church, of which she was a witness to the church's birth. In fact, again, the fathers of the church tell us, Our Lady cooperated with her divine Son. When the church was born, the 3 hours, what a statement, the 3 hours of labor pains on Calvary. Our Lady loved the church by her more than resignation to, even just a willingness to, her desire to suffer. Suffer with her divine Son, like her divine Son, and the hardest of all, remember, from our divine Son. One mystic after another in the church's history has told us those whom Christ most loves, He gives the most opportunity for suffering, and I repeat, with Him, like Him, for Him, and from Him. Ever going to be good catechists? We're going to not just, all right, so I've got to suffer, I'll take it. No. One who loves Christ does not just take suffering. Loves it. And when people think that language is strange, I tell them that's the language of all authentic love. Either we are willing and ready to suffer for the one we claim to love, or we are liars. As, by the way, by now, enough husbands have told me, enough wives have told me about their spouses. So now I tell them, don't be stupid. Let me give you the deepest secret of love. It is one word, and that's pain. No one loves suffering. That's what suffering means. That's what you don't want. But when you love someone, you expect suffering. Lord Jesus, You gave us Your mother as the first, noblest, and the best pattern we have for being a catechist. But, dear Lord, protect us from basking in the sunlight of our devotion, and have the mistaken notion that we are really catechists if we're smart, if we can talk, we can sway an audience. Lord Jesus, teach us to be like Your mother. We must, as she was, become deep lovers of Jesus Christ, and united with Him in our love of the cross. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.